Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. So I'm actually going to use today's podcast as a follow-up to a tweet. I recently tweeted out that I think there's a good chance that the best available player in the draft were at pick 18 for the Bengals to select in the draft is going to be likely a wide receiver, a defensive end or edge rusher, if you prefer, or an offensive lineman. And I get a lot of feedback from people, correcting me, saying that it would be a corner. So I just wanted to get into that a little bit. I think there are some good corners in this draft. Last year, the Patriots got Christian Gonzalez at pick 17. Christian Gonzalez was a legitimate top five type cornerback, in my opinion. Witherspoon went at like 7, I think. Maybe I just have that in my head because it's 17 for Gonzalez. But anyway, like Witherspoon did go in the top 10. Gonzalez could have, should have gone in the top 10. I don't see a corner like that in this draft. Maybe I'll change my mind as I get deeper into things. I don't see a corner like that. And that's my point is, are there guys that I would be fine with taking at pick 18? Yes. Do I think there's going to be a guy there where you're like, holy crap, I can't believe this guy's here? No. And that's really what I'm talking about. So, yeah, when you look at Mitchell, you look at Arnold, Wiggins, DeJean, Kool-Aid, like those guys are good. Like, and I've got some other guys that I would throw into that mix too that I think are worth taking in the bottom half of the first round. I don't think you're mad taking one of those guys, but I don't think you're like, oh yeah, here we go. Just jacked up about the prospect of about getting one of those guys. Just the way that I see things going down, I think there are going to be some other positions where it's going to be better. And we'll start with offensive tackle, all right? Like, look, we've talked about this. Obviously, that's the likely area they're going to pick, especially when you figure the talent level that is there. Olu and Alt should be long gone by then. But Latham Fuaga, I kind of put in a tier together as being, you know, dependable plug and play, and also guys that actually play right tackle. Good chance that one of them's there. And I think Mims, who also was a right tackle, there are some concerns about his experience and so forth. But I think Mims might be the best in the group when all sudden dead. Like I see a guy who could be like an all-pro kind of guy. So you look at that, like those three guys, we're really looking at the fifth offensive tackle in the draft at that point. All right, and look, you don't want to grade a guy on that. You don't want to say, well, he's only the fifth best offensive tackle. You want to say, hey, the fifth best offensive tackle is this good. How many offensive tackles are going to go in front of this group? And I think that, you know, there's a chance that you look at it and that one of those guys is available. And we'll step over to the receiver position. Harrison, Neighbors, obviously gone. Rome is confusing to me because I feel like some people are really low on him. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what the consensus on him is. He should be gone too from Washington. But Brian Thomas might be there. And I think Brian Thomas is a guy that you get really excited about at that position in the draft. Is a guy that probably shouldn't have been there. I'm not a big Keon Coleman guy, but I can see people making that argument as well. So again, I think there's a chance that it could be there at the receiver position, at the offensive tackle position. When you look at defensive linemen, when you look at defensive ends, that is, I think you look at Dallas Turner, probably going to be off the board. Not really a great fit for the Bengals anyway. Just doesn't really fit like their size profile. But the next two guys do. Latu from UCLA. I'm probably butchering his name. I don't know. I haven't ingested enough content to get these names right yet. So apologies if that's wrong. And Verse from Florida State. Both really like in that 260 to 270 range that the Bengals look for. Both really, you know, strong on the edge. Not necessarily the bendiest guys in the group, but can hold an edge, have some nice pass rush moves, can get after the quarterback. And I think those are guys who you could justify taking around pick 10. You know, maybe they're not top 10 guys, but like pick 12 or so. So again, I think you're looking at a great value there at pick 18. You're looking at a holy crap. Look how lucky we are at pick 18 and at a very valuable position. So that's just kind of the way I look at those position groups and how that stuff breaks down. Now, obviously, the dream is Brock Bowers that we all share. And that could definitely be something that's available as well. Who knows? All of a sudden, the NFL guys seem to be, like, linking him to the Bengals and, like, alluding to the fact that he might not go that high. I don't know. You know, there's even the tackles there that are good too. Newton's got the foot thing. Might not affect him that much though. Murphy, I'm not mad at 18. I'm not super excited. So I don't know. I really think that that's a likely position where the best available could be are one of those three spots. It could be, could be a center as well. You know, it could be, JPJ, when you think about those things as well. So that's just kind of how I look at it. Now, why? You know, why am I saying this? Why are these guys going to fall? Well, you got three quarterbacks that are definitely going, right? You got Caleb Williams, you got May, you got Daniels. Those guys are definitely going to go. You hear rumors that people like McCarthy. You hear rumors that people like Knicks. Penix is a guy that should be in that conversation too. I feel like he's not getting the love he deserves. So, you know, a couple of those guys slide in. All of a sudden, more and more guys are sliding down. But you have at least three quarterbacks that are going to be gone, that are going to push other people down there. Past that, like I said, you got Neighbors, you got Harrison. Like those guys are getting taken. You got Olu. You got Dallas Turner. Like those guys are gonna get taken. Even though I'm not super duper high in this corner class, it's probably gonna be at least one gone by then. And maybe a Murphy does fit in there because others are higher on than I am. So, you know, when you add that up, when you think about that, and then you look at Rome and Brock Bowers potentially pushing people down too. Like we get to 18 pretty quickly. Like there's gonna be some really good options there. And I know. Some people weren't very happy about the team winning at the end of the year and what that did for the draft position. But there's still going to be some really good options there. And like I said, potentially some really good options and some really good positions. You know, I think that the Bengals have been able to find some really good players despite picking really low in the draft, really low in the first round in the last couple of years. And we see that with Miles Murphy, who was coming on last year as an edge. We see that with Dax Hill. All right, and I know there are some issues there, but Dax Hill has a very bright future, and he's a very dynamic player, and he's going to do some really good things for them. So, with that Hill draft, I remember thinking about it and looking at it and saying, as it was coming up, it was like, okay, Hill and George Karlaftis, who ended up, you know, going to the Chiefs right before that and being a really good player for them. You know, like those are the guys I was looking at. I was like, all right, one of those guys is there. We got it made. Like we're in a pretty good position there. So there's going to be some really good options there. That's how I kind of evaluate that position. That's why I said that. And honestly, I'm not thinking that defensive end is a really big need for them right now. I'm not thinking that wide receiver is something that needs to be addressed at that point in the draft necessarily. We'll see how things go over the next few weeks here, but I'm just looking at, you know, realistically and like as I started to evaluate the draft as a whole, I was like, man, I better go back and I better I better watch some Brian Thomas. You know, I better watch Verse and Latu and see what these guys look like, because those might be the guys. You know, that's a nice little group that we're not really talking about. Anyway, I'm Matt Minnick. This is Coach Speak. We're going to wrap this up. More coming back to you. Hopefully I'm sounding a little better by then. But more coming to you on a week-to-week basis throughout the offseason. Hoo day.